First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
You ready for a windy Saturday? Wind gusts up to 40 or 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Temperatures will only climb into the mid-60s. That northwest wind still making it feel cooler out there with passing clouds. Lighter winds overnight, lighter winds tomorrow. Still breezy for the Sunday afternoon, but warmer temperatures in the upper 70s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
Around the area right now, we're looking at 55 degrees in Sterling, 57 in Oxon Hill, 58 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:59 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Dan Ronan. Coming up on WTOP...
Near the Baltimore Bridge collapse, we go inside the command center where agencies have gathered to carry out a daunting mission. I'm Nick Iannelli.
What's behind the killing of a man working on a trash truck? What police say so far? I'm Kate Ryan.
Prince George has passed new restrictions on cannabis dispensaries, but will they last? I'm John Doman.
A D.C. native is making an impact on the racetrack. I'm Andrew Allsbrooks.
9 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with the heightening tensions in the Middle East. Iran says a vessel linked to Israel has been seized in the Gulf. Details from the BBC's James Lansdell in Jerusalem.
The grand scheme of options in front of Iran, the seizure of a commercial vessel, I think, is at the lower end of the spectrum of options before it. In the last few days, we've had American officials talking about the possibility of a mass drone and missile attack. That is at one end of the spectrum. The seizing of vessel in the Gulf is possibly at the other end. If it is indeed part of that response, Iran has not made that connection yet.
And Iran could carry out that attack against multiple targets in Israel at any time now in retaliation for the strike that killed several top generals. CBS News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent Margaret Brennan tells us there's been a stream of messages between the U.S. and Iran.
Iran was clear that it wasn't seeking conflict with the United States. The United States was clear, don't hit U.S. personnel and facilities. They're trying to establish guardrails.
A mass knife attack at a shopping mall in Sydney, Australia. Prime Minister Albanese.
Today, Bondi Junction was the scene of shocking violence, but it was also witness to the humanity and the heroism of our fellow Australians, our brave police, our first responders, and of course, everyday people who could never have imagined that they would face such a moment.
Six people died, the suspect shot dead by police.
The incident happened on a peak shopping day Saturday afternoon at Bondi Junction.
Oh, I'm in such shock. I came across dead bodies on the ground.
This woman says she had no idea what was going on.
And I'm so confused. Why is everyone running?
Reed is a surf lifesaver. He says there was nothing he could do.
There was so much blood, mate. I've never seen that much blood. And then there was another lady. And I went down to help with the other lady. And then they called it on her as well. Like she'd lost too much blood.
The motive for the stabbing remains unclear. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with former President Trump in Florida yesterday. He's hoping to get some help keeping his position as Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to oust him. CBS's Robert Costa has more from Palm Beach.
Trump has likely staved off Representative Taylor Greene from moving forward with that so-called motion to vacate. But at the same time, Trump did not issue an ultimatum to the Georgia lawmaker. And in congressional politics, especially the House GOP, anything can happen.
And Tiger Woods has set another record. He moves into Masters weekend, making the cut for the 24th consecutive time. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
9:03 on Saturday, April 13th, 2024. 53 degrees, going to be a windy day with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Luke Luger, and the top local stories we're following this hour. He was working on a trash truck when he was shot to death. WTOP's Kay Ryan reports more than a week after it happened, police are asking the help from the public.
One thing Prince George's County Police will say about the shooting of a 30-year-old Lanham man last week is that it didn't seem random. Idunasidu Dosun was working on a trash truck last Thursday along Greenvale Parkway near Hyattsville when two men raced up to the truck he was working on and shot him. Dosun died on the scene. Police say the two men had been driving a gray Kia sedan before the shooting happened. They've released photos and a video connected to the case, and there's a $25,000 reward being offered for information leading to an arrest. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Normally, it's where people board cruise ships and sail to the Bahamas. But for now, it's Command Center in Baltimore where agencies have gathered to work on removing debris from the site of the Key Bridge collapse. WTOP's Nick Iannelli went inside the Command Center to see how things are going.
There are so many agencies here working hand-in-hand at the cruise terminal in Baltimore, including
the U.S. Coast Guard, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Maryland Department of Environment, Maryland Transportation Authority, Maryland State Police.
That's Lieutenant Commander Amanda Faulkner with the Coast Guard. She says the first item of business here is to work toward partially reopening the main shipping channel at the Port of Baltimore,
which will allow us to get back up to 75% of pre-collapse operations through the waterway.
She says the hope is to have that done by the end of the month, but it won't be easy as crews have to work their way through twisted metal and concrete. Ultimately, they'll need to remove about 50,000 tons of debris from the water. In Baltimore, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It's not as restrictive as some of them wanted, but the Prince George's County Council has passed new restrictions on cannabis dispensaries. But WTOP's John Doman says the new law may not last very long.
The new law is a middle ground of sorts for members of the county council, but not state lawmakers like Charles County Delegate C.T. Wilson, who's been closely watching the county council on this issue.
So they've basically done what I was worried that some of the white majority counties were going to do and zone it out of their entire county.
No new dispensaries can be within 2,000 feet of a liquor store, for now at least, but a bill that passed in Annapolis and would supersede the county law would outlaw tougher restrictions than what liquor stores face.
Because they did such a horrible job with the liquor stores, that leaves us almost nowhere to put any cannabis shops.
The governor hasn't taken an official position, but Wilson says he expects this to become state law and the county law to be overridden. John Dome in WTOP News.
He went from playing video games to being a trailblazer in NASCAR. In just his fifth year of racing, 21-year-old Raja Karuth is already making history on the racetrack. WTOP's Andrew Allsbrook spoke with the D.C. native.
That's the call from NASCAR after Karuth's first career win last month, becoming only the third black driver to win any National Series race, joining the likes of Wendell Scott and Bubba Wallace.
I think representation is a big deal. Just to be one of the few was definitely something that I thought of when I started. I don't take it for granted.
The D.C. native is a senior at Winston-Salem State University and a product of NASCAR's Drive for Diversity program, which develops and trains young drivers both on and off the tracks. He credits playing video games and going to races outside of the region, which kickstarted his love for racing. He says there should be more outreach to kids with similar backgrounds.
Racing is a booming industry, and I think there's so many different opportunities by getting that first exposure at such a young age, whether it be through boys and girls clubs, school curriculums, after-school programs.
Karuth currently sits within the top 10 of the Craftsman Truck Series standings, driving the number 71 Chevy Silverado. Andrew Allsbrooks. WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, Friday caps off a losing week in the markets, traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
The savings rock when you find a new way to roll, like sharing the ride to work. Even if you're commuting just a few days a week, Commuter Connections can match you with others who live and work near you. It's easy and free. Plus, you can get cash and other rewards for carpooling, up to $600 a year. Get rolling on a new way to work with Rideshare. Register today at commuterconnections.org or call 1-800-745-RIDE. That's commuterconnections.org. Some restrictions apply.
It's 9:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s. We go to Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks, Luke Luker. And we're going straight to Virginia, thanking our listeners who called. Interstate 95 still pretty much at speed, going from Fredericksburg all the way through Woodbridge, Springfield, 395, the 14th Street Bridge. Listeners checked in with a crash north out of Dale City toward 158, the Prince William Parkway, along the left side with debris possibly. Response was heading up, watching for flashing lights. So far, nothing seems to be in your travel lane. 66 Front Royal into Roslyn doing okay. Nothing all around the Beltway, both in Virginia and in Maryland. Now inside of the Beltway, emergency tree work for the weekend, according to Park. We don't know if that'll happen, but we know for today, currently, the Clara Barton Parkway has been closed from the Glen Echo turnaround or MacArthur Boulevard all the way to the Chain Bridge. Both directions are closed for this tree work. Across the Potomac, using George Washington Parkway, yes, the long-term work, single lane and locations, but it's so far so good, moving well without incident. Continuing in Maryland, a crash was reported in Maryland City on 198 Whiskey Bottom Road. Should have officials there. Greenbelt Road, 193 Atlantum Severn Road. At that traffic signal, there were dark signals. No help, but be sure to stop to yield the right of way. Earlier work, 95 South near 212. That should officially be cleared. 97 is jammed southbound still. Getting past Quarterfield Road to get to and past Route 3 New Cut Road, exit 12, single file to the left. Getting by the work zone. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Mary DePompa, WTOP traffic.
To 7 News, First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking your weekend forecast, windy today, then breezy again tomorrow. Wind gusts will be as high as 40 or 45 for this afternoon. Then tomorrow, the wind gusts up to 25 or 30. And cooler for your Saturday, highs in the 60s, clear skies tonight. And tomorrow, much warmer, upper 70s, close to 80 degrees. And that'll start our warming trend with highs in the low 80s. Monday through Thursday could have a couple of shower chances, especially Sunday night into early Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now it's 58 degrees in Springfield, 55 in Farragut Square, and 56 degrees in Laurel. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
This marks the third straight week the NASDAQ has lost ground for the week. The Dow and the S&P 500 index marked their second weekly loss. For the week, the Dow lost 2.7%. The S&P 500 index lost about 1.5% this week. A full calendar of economic news next week, including March retail sales and business inventories, home builder confidence, new home construction, and existing home sales, and the Fed's beige book is due. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, a war between the states. No, it's not a historical movie. It's a dystopian future thriller called Civil War that's hitting theaters this weekend. ABC News Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson will give us a review. It's 9:12.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
See why Comcast Business powers more small businesses than anyone else. Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5/6/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Does your business need quick access to cash? FVC Bank's Lightning Lending offers a simple way to apply for and receive a loan in a flash. Apply today at fvcbank.com. Member FDIC.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Coming up, should you use pay later, buy now for large items in the future? Industry analyst tells us it may not be a bad idea. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to plan a little happiness. Meadows Farms Nurseries is thrilled to announce our screening sale exclusively for our VIP customers. All in stock arborvitae, skip laurels, and Nellie Stevens hollies are on sale. These lush evergreens are perfect for crafting your private oasis of shade and serenity. Plant them yourself or let us do the dirty work with our pick and plant service and enjoy a lifetime warranty on your green investment. Visit us at meadowsfarms.com or at any of our 17 convenient locations. Meadows Farms Nurseries. Plant a little happiness.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
There's a new movie that's evoking a lot of strong reaction. It's called Civil War.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
I guess aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
The film stars Kirsten Dunst as a journalist covering the violence in a United States at war with itself. ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson joined WTOP's Sean and Ann with a review.
It's very good, but it's also very intense. It really speaks to the times we're going through, and I think there was a time a couple decades ago, you would say, the thought of a current civil war in the United States, that's crazy. That's something for movies. These days maybe seems a little bit more like it's possible, and that's what this movie is. It's a warning of where we could go, not a warning of where we are necessarily, but where we could go. And the film itself, adjust your expectations a little bit, because going into it, I thought we were going to get this movie about how the Civil War started, this current Civil War, what the two sides were fighting over or fighting against, what the issues were. And you get a little bit of that, but that's not really what it's about. This is really about the journalists who cover this and how harrowing that job can be and just how the kind of PTSD that you get from covering, from being in this kind of carnage and witnessing these horrible things over and over again. Kirsten Dunst plays the lead character here. She's a photojournalist who just wants to document what's going on. And the director, Alex Garland, he's the writer and director. He did The Beach, Ex Machina, 28 Days Later, some really good stuff. He told me that he wanted this to be kind of a warning of what happens when people aren't talking, right? We hear a lot of the extremes of both sides these days, and their voices are really loud, but there's a whole section in the middle of people who aren't so loud, who just want to kind of work things out. And this is what happens when you don't let that middle section actually get to some kind of conclusion. So this is it's an intense movie, that's for sure, especially the scenes towards the end where they go to take over Washington, D.C., and you guys are going to see some stuff in this that's going to be very chilling to you, especially living in the area.
Let's go back to the founding of the U.S., a new Apple TV Plus show about Ben Franklin. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is Franklin. The first three episodes are out now, and you have Michael Douglas playing Ben Franklin. And, you know, it's interesting because I went back to look at who played him in the movie version of Ben Franklin. There's never been a movie version of Ben Franklin. They've never done this story. This story specifically is about Ben Franklin going to France as the states are losing the war, and they need help with guns and ships and ammunition and things like that. So he's there to do a diplomatic mission, and it's all about that diplomatic mission. Very interesting stuff, and another in the latest from Apple TV that does very good period pieces.
That's ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. We're following a mass stabbing in Australia. Six people have been killed by an attacker at a mall there. President Biden warns Iran against an unexpected attack on Israel. And an 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions in Arizona has sparked a nationwide abortion rights firestorm. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
traffic and weather on the 8s, brought to you by Live Nation. Deep Purple celebrates 50 years of Smoke on the Water. See them with Yes at Jiffy Lube Live Saturday, September 7th. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. And we go to Mary in the traffic center.
All right, Luke, and we'll go straight into Maryland. Our bigger story is a work zone that's on 97 heading south. Out of Glen Burnie, hitting the brakes at Quarterfield Road all the way to get to and past the Route 3 New Cut Road, exit 12, single file to the left, getting by. They have a cutout for those merging from Route 3 New Cut. There are no two lanes, so jumping in front of folks only exacerbates the delay. Better news, that's it. Route 2 works as an alternate. A lot of folks have opted to take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Expect slowdown south through Annapolis Junction. Nothing on 95 in Maryland Beltway to Beltway. The crash was 198 Maryland City Whiskey Bottom. Watch for response. Should be on scene. The Clara Martin Parkway is closed inside of the Beltway from the Glen Echo turnaround or MacArthur Boulevard all the way to Chain Bridge, both directions. Tree works scheduled for the weekend. Stay tuned. Closed today at least. Nothing across the Potomac, George Washington Parkway. Long-term work, single lane each way in locations, but currently moving without incident. In Virginia, bigger roads were doing well. 95, a couple of issues heading north. Dumfries, there was a disabled near Dale City right shoulder. Crash was reported near Woodbridge, not in travel lanes. And you're clear all the way to the 14th Street Bridge. But hitting the brakes, 395 across the bridge. When you get onto 395 Case Bridge, no access to 12th Street. Both directions of 395 can't get on 12th Street. That's because the east half of the mall is closed for the Cherry Blossom Festival Parade. The street festival and parade happening now. Full list at WTOP.com. And you don't need a job. You need a hiring platform. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Yeah, windy Saturday ahead with that wind advisory until 6 o'clock. So wind gusts will be anywhere from 40 to 45 miles per hour throughout the afternoon into the early evening. So that may bring a few trees down, some power lines, as well as some bumpy flights in and out of the airports, and even some Bay Bridge restrictions due to the gusty winds. Now, lighter winds overnight. Still going to have some breezy conditions for your Sunday, but that'll be a southwest breeze tomorrow, so that's going to warm those temperatures up. Wind gusts will only be around 30 miles per hour for your Sunday. At least today, we're stuck in the 60s, but tomorrow with that southwest wind, highs will be close to 80 in several spots, with most mostly sunny skies. And speaking of the sunshine, we have some clouds out there now, but by 10 to 11 o'clock toward noon, I do think we'll see the clouds go away and sunshine for your Saturday afternoon. Next week, it's early summer-like weather with highs in the 80s on repeat Monday through Thursday. Eventually, the weathermaker rolls through on Friday with the chance of showers and cool down for next weekend. 57 now at the National Mall, 55 Silver Spring, and still 50 degrees in Potomac.
Thanks, Jordan. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP.
Devices used to steal your credit card information are popping up at local grocery stores. How you can avoid falling victim. I'm Grace Newton.
More news in 60 seconds.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
After suffering an injury, you may face many hard questions. What will tomorrow bring? Which firm should I choose to represent me and my family? At Morgan & Morgan, we will hold your hand every step of the way. From our one-click sign-up, mobile apps, and 24/7 availability, we make it easy to get your case started right from the comfort of your couch. All firms are not the same. Injured? The choice is easy. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
This is WTOP News.
It's 9:23. I'm Luke Luger, and thanks for being with us. The push to crack down on marijuana dispensaries near schools in D.C. has sputtered. In the Palisades, a dispensary, Green Theory, gained approval last month despite many parents protesting it and saying that it would be near five private schools on MacArthur Boulevard. That's according to Axios. Current law allows dispensaries closer to schools if they're in a commercial zone. A bill to extend that distance failed last week in the D.C. Council. Skimmers are devices thieves place on credit card readers that will steal your information. WTOP's Grace Newton reports that these devices have been popping up at grocery store self-checkouts around the district.
There have been five skimmers found and removed from D.C. grocery store self-checkouts over the past 3 weeks, according to D.C. police. NBC4 spoke to John Perry Miller, who discovered one of the skimmers at the Safeway on Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown.
So I go in and I notice, like, at the little thing I'm at, the keypad was sparkling, like brand new.
Police say next time you're at self-checkout, compare your card reader to the one next to you. Check the slot you put your card in to make sure it doesn't budge when touched, and check if the card reader aligns with the panel underneath. Grace Newton, WTOP News.
High inflation just won't go away. Right now, $100 at the grocery store does not get you as much as it used to. It's turning many to buy now, pay later options for extra expenses, where you can make a purchase and it can be split into multiple payments. There are some issues with the payment method, but Bankrate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says in some cases it can be useful.
I think the best use case is if you're partitioning a single large purchase away from the rest of your finances. So let's say you have credit card debt, you don't want to add to it, but you need to make a big purchase, a refrigerator, a couch, a TV, something like that. If you can get a good deal from a buy now, pay later company and maybe pay $50 a month for however long it takes, that actually could be a valid instance, I would say. Just make sure that you're seeking the lowest interest rate possible for the longest amount of time.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Go to Diane.
Well, the Nationals opened the series in Oakland with a 2-1 loss to the A's in 10 innings. They left eight men on base. The Orioles dropped one to the Brewers, 11-1. They were at home. Wizards blew an early 16-point lead in their final home game of the season, a 129-127 loss to the Bulls. But the bright spot was rookie Tristan Vucevic, who scored 11 of his career-high 19 points in the first quarter of only his 10th NBA game. Here's interim head coach Brian Keefe.
This is great learning for him. Like, he's getting an end-of-game situations, real-life situations for us. I think I've just said, like, we're discovering parts of his game offensively and defensively. I like his rim protection. He's big. He's physical. He's not afraid to mix it up in there. He's learning our coverages and our schemes.